A Very Strange Woman, Episode 4. 26. Is Miles in some kind of trouble? Brett asked. I just need you to tell me if Miles Green is currently employed at your company, the man said. Well, he did used to teach classes here, but left the company late last year, Brad replied. 27. Brad really would have liked to pass the call on to Mr. Lin, the owner of the cram school, but he wasn't in. In addition, Mr. Lin didn't know much about hiring and the teachers. Teachers came and went so often, he didn't really try to keep track of them all. That was Brad's job. 28. In addition, Brad was now a bit curious. On the one hand, he knew how problematic Miles was. He was often late for class, and he sometimes called in at the last minute to say he couldn't make it that day. Sometimes he was simply AWOL with no notification. 29. Brad had to be ready to step in and sub for him at any time. Sometimes Brad even had to make a special trip to the school to fill in when he wasn't on duty. This pattern got old pretty fast, and everybody agreed it was time to send Miles on his way. But they needed a replacement before they could take action. 30. And while there are always plenty of foreigners looking for relatively undemanding work and okay pay, you had to screen them very carefully, or you might end up in the same fix again, or worse. 31. So it took time, lots of often fruitless interviews, and a number of applicants on 3-week probation, but they were finally able to find a replacement for Miles, and then give him the boot. Miles did not go quietly. 32. He said that he was only late or missed class due to emergencies beyond his control, like the time a broken pipe led to flooding in his apartment. He said the students loved him, and they were making great progress in their speaking. 33. Funny how many more emergencies Miles had in his life than anybody else Brad knew. As for the students' progress, Brad only knew about the frequent complaints he received from both the parents and the students. 34. Parents said they weren't getting all the class time they'd paid for. You'd sometimes see Miles joking around with students during break, so maybe he got along with some of them okay. 35. But others reported that he often told raunchy jokes in class and flirted with some of the prettier girls. Some said he sometimes showed up in class after one too many beers. 36. Miles was flaky, no question about it. But criminal? Brad didn't think he was quite that bad. So why was he now in police custody? Brad suddenly realized he'd missed something Officer Liao had just said and asked him to repeat it.